This reading is taken from my book, Digital Inclusion in an Unequal World, an Emancipatory Manifesto. And it is entitled Lessons from Mfundo, Partnership for IT in Education, 2001 to 2004. Mfundo, the Xhosa and Zulu word for education, was an innovative UK prime ministerial initiative based in the Department for International Development, DFID, that was created in 2000 to engage the private sector in delivering beneficial transformations in education in Africa through the use of information and communication technologies, ICTs. Its inception during 2000 owed much to the work of Owen Bada, who had been private secretary to the Prime Minister for Economic Affairs, and then moved to DFID as chief economist for Africa and head of the Africa Policy Department. The inception established a basic structure for Mfundo. The secondment of one person each from Marconi, Virgin and Cisco. The creation of its three core elements, a resource bank, a knowledge bank and activities in Africa. Pilot activities in Rwanda and the Gambia. And a publication of 16 initial knowledge bank papers. In 2001, I was invited to lead Mfundo, based within DFID. And we subsequently created a diverse team in which three secondees and some 22 DFID staff members contributed at various times. Much of our work on the ground was delivered by Caroline Pontefract, our education advisor, and Bas Kotterink, our ICT advisor. But every member of our diverse team contributed to Mfundo's success. Mfundo was one of the first explicitly multi-sector initiatives in the newly established field of ICT4D that sought to do development through radically different means. Its vision was to create partnerships to contribute to the delivery of universal primary education and gender equality in Africa through the use of ICT. And it was innovative in two main ways. It sought to create a partnership model at a time when DFID support for Africa was increasingly focused on budget support mechanisms. And it aimed to use ICTs for education when many did not even know what ICTs were, let alone believed that they could contribute to African education. I will never forget what a senior education advisor in DFID told me at that time. Children in African schools need pencils and paper rather than computers. Mfundo had three key principles. First, it worked in support of DFID country programmes, despite being a central headquarter initiative. Second, it advocated for the appropriate and sustainable use of ICT for education, exploring the potential of multimedia in an African context and emphasising the key role of teacher training. And third, it placed emphasis on process, not product, helping African governments to own the strategies, building African capacity, not least through free and open source software, and avoiding the failure of inappropriate computers in schools initiatives. Ultimately, we created a partnership network of around 40 entities from the private sector, civil society, and international organisations, and worked on the ground in 8 African countries. However, at the end of 4 years, DFID chose to close Mfundo in favour of other initiatives such as CATIA. This was in part a result of the partial and problematic review of ICT for poverty reduction undertaken for DFID by Marker et al. In 2002. It also, though, reflected the considerable antipathy towards our objectives that existed at the time amongst other influential people within DFID. As Lowcock and Dissanayake comment, and I quote, Mfundo was regarded with some scepticism by DFID's education specialists and by managers in DFID's country offices, who thought that the main chance was in operating at large scale with governments to expand traditional systems and who worried about being diverted from that. We made available all our information and resources online, in hard copy and in regular newsletters, and some of the outputs have also been published elsewhere. However, despite our best efforts to share good practices and lessons learned, countless subsequent ICT4D initiatives over the last quarter of a century seem to have started again from scratch, without drawing on the groundbreaking work in which we, and others, were involved more than 20 years ago. One of the underlying purposes of this book is to try to understand why this is so. With hindsight, six key conclusions that are important for the wider arguments of this book can be drawn from the work of Mfundo. Firstly, partnerships. These can be very effective, but need careful crafting and management. I'm certain that our private sector secondees were well-intentioned, but it is clear that many companies today see their contributions to, in inverted commas, development, primarily as a means to increase their visibility and scale. Second, power. Mind your back. The way Mfundo was structured required us to work very much through the DFID country offices, and I am conscious that initially I did not sufficiently do enough to ensure we had support from the highest levels in the office, the headquarters. Ultimately, once we had started delivering effectively, we did win round the Secretary of State, Claire Short, but I should have done this much earlier. Third, teacher training. We were passionate advocates of the importance of providing teachers with sufficient training before digital tech was rolled out into schools. I cannot understand why this truism is so often ignored to this day. Fourth, appropriate technologies. It is essential to use appropriate, affordable and sustainable technologies if the poorest and most marginalised are indeed to benefit from them. This is why Mfundo placed such emphasis on free and open source software and thin client systems in schools. Fifth, effective monitoring and evaluation. This is essential for any development initiative, but especially in the context of digital technologies. Without it, there is no way of knowing whether your impact is positive or negative, and unintended consequences must also be considered. And finally, ethics and altruism. All digital partnerships must be grounded in a sound ethical basis. At the time Mfundo was founded, much was being said about the government's new ethical foreign policy. When I naively asked for a copy of this ethical policy, I discovered that no such thing existed in DFID, and so we wrote an ethical framework for our partnerships that enabled us to decide which organisations we were willing to work with. Despite its short life, the lessons from Mfundo have lived on in the work of many of those who were involved in it. Caroline Pontefract went on to be the Chief of Teacher Education at UNESCO, Director of the Social Transformation Division at the Commonwealth Secretariat, and then Director of Education at UNRWA. Bas Kottering became Senior Scientist at Togepas Naturwetenschaft Palliaka, Onderzoek. Apologies for the pronunciation. The seeds sown in Mfundo also grew into the creation of the ICT4D Collective and the UNESCO Chair in ICT4D at Royal Holloway University of London, the work from which has fed directly into the arguments of this book. The following quotations from Mfundo's Output to Purpose review reflect the views of those we worked with in Africa and stand as a testimony from more than 20 years ago as to the success of what we sought to do. And these are four quotations. Mfundo's emphasis on working with the poorest of the poor communities and collaborating with black SMMEs is exemplary. The best networkers in the donor community. Mfundo is the only member of the international community that has shown any interest in us, and this was from a black startup company. And finally, strategic partnership approach and transparent participative networking processes are excellent, as is direct involvement in Mfundo with relevant expertise. Most other donors don't work like this.